It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Lots to get to today. In fact, it's going to be a powerful show. Tech Tuesday is on the horizon. Ari Zoldan will be checking in with us from Dubai. Howard Kurtz from the Fox News Channel on that lawsuit that CNN is filing against the president. And Carol Markowitz with her thoughts on everything that's happened in the last week. It's Kevin McCullough. We start with breaking news. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Amazon, no doubt, is a big, big asset in the entire tech space. I believe there's going to be a positive synergy with many of the other companies, Cornell Tech, Google, Squarespace. So I think it's exciting for Amazon. I know it's exciting for the state of New York.
And I, Andrew Cuomo, read all those things off the tech list that I had no idea what they were, exactly as my assistants wrote it up for me in my notes so that I could come out here and have this monotone press conference. Andrew Cuomo today, reveling. Does he revel? I've never seen Andrew Cuomo revel, but it sounded like it's as close as he ever gets to reveling in the reality that Amazon has chosen Long Island City as its new place. You would think that the place would be going nuts. Woohoo! Everybody celebrating, high-fiving in the street, going out, doing all kinds of stuff. What does New York do? Why you want to come here? We don't want you know, stinking Amazon. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She can't just dump on this fast enough. Moments after finding out, she's out making a speech about how it's going to be terrible. I'm looking at one story in the New York Post today that says the state of New York is going to pay $48,000 for every employee that Amazon brings on board in that operation. Now, if the state constructed a very bad deal for the taxpayers, then that certainly should be something that's considered. But if paying up front that $48,000 per employee creates 500 new jobs, creates all the economic development that comes with that, and in the long haul produces, say, $250,000 in revenue for every employee, that you'd think that's a pretty good investment, wouldn't you? So I don't understand the kind of the short-sightedness of, like, oh my goodness, why do you think New Jersey fought so hard to try to get this gig? Now, sadly, Chris Christie was the best they could put forward to try to, like, market it. And at that point, it was past Bridgegate. It was all done. Nobody wanted to touch it. But Kim Guadagno, when she was running for governor, she was like, I want Amazon here. She was willing to do it. I don't know why Governor Murphy turned up his nose when spat raspberries at him. I don't get that. Amazon building a huge fulfillment center in your area is good for you. Even if you have to pony in a little bit of resources to get it going. So Alexandria Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez, and she gets really mad when you leave out her middle name. Did you notice that? She's like, I've been famous now for at least like 6 months. You guys can't say my name right. Okay, we're sorry, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez. We will continue to refer to you in your hyphenated self as best we can. That's just one of the stories that's breaking today. The other, all eyes still on Florida, cut three.
Were two boxes yesterday found at the airport?
I'm not aware of those.
They said they belonged to the Broward County Supervisor of Elections.
I have not seen those, so I can't comment on those.
Oh, man. It would be sad if it weren't so funny, and it would be funny if it weren't so sad. Broward County, I honestly don't know how Brenda Snipes is walking around with a job. I don't know how she's walking around not in handcuffs. I don't know how she's still walking around. But the clownishness goes on. We can tell you for sure, though, that Arizona has been decided, and that Kristen Sinema is now the senator-elect from Arizona. My bride texted me earlier today, and she goes, how did that happen? I said, because they just continued to count and count and count and count and count and count, and then find some more to count, and then there's a box over here to count, and then there's the box that was on the bus to count. Friends, answer me this. The governor's race in Arizona, the conservative Republican governor, wins his race by 320,000 votes. Not really close. And you're telling me the same group of people that would elect a conservative governor by that margin also elected a woman to the Senate who said openly that she hates the state she's going to be representing, wants open borders, and wins by 20,000 votes? Now, how did the same voter pull the lever for the conservative governor and for that? How did that work? I know that we're supposed to accept the results, and so I'm accepting them. I want to know who that Arizona voter is. How on God's green earth did you figure out, well, I'm going to support the Republican conservative governor who might even be more conservative than the Republican Senate candidate that was running, and she's a pro-Trumper. But how did that person, that same voter, go, I'm pulling the lever for the governor, but I'm going to go liberal for the senator? I'd love to see that dichotomy. Has that ever happened in other states by huge margins? Well, the Senate race wasn't that huge. It was just enough to get it done. Just enough to be outside the recount range. Just enough. 20,000-ish. That's all we needed. That one stinks to me. I don't know how that happened. But over in Florida, you've got a whole new level of stupid. And I wrote about this in my column on Sunday that was shared on Facebook some 10,000 times. So you know it must really stink. But Brenda Snipes, this play that cut again. Play number three again.
There were two boxes yesterday found at the airport.
I'm not aware of those.
They said they belonged to the Broward County Supervisor of Elections.
I have not seen those, so I can't comment on those.
I don't know nothing about those. This aw shucks. State election official business is just bogus. I don't know nothing about any of that. We're just trying to count the votes. So on Twitter today, I have a bunch of people coming at me going, well, Kev, you just don't want all the votes to count. You know what? Dang straight. I don't want all the votes to count. I'll admit it up front. I don't want all the votes to count because I don't think all the votes should count. I think there are some votes that should not be counted. Well, what kind of anti-democratic person are you? Well, let me tell you, I don't think that if you're a citizen of Mexico or El Salvador or Cuba or anywhere else, I don't think that if that's where your legal citizenship is, I don't think you should get a vote in an American election. I don't care how long you've lived here. I don't care if your mom, if me mama and papa dragged me across the southern border when I was but a little baby. If you're here illegally, I don't want you voting in our election, period. You want to vote? Go get your citizenship taken care of. The least you can do if you want to have impact on our elections is become a citizen of the country you're trying to determine the impact for. Any other route on that is just stupidity. It just is. So I don't want non-citizens to vote. I don't want murderers and rapists to vote. And even under the new voter law in Florida, where they're letting some ex-felons re-vote again, they're not letting murderers and rapists. I don't want people registering mass serial killers in jail and having them vote like they did in Broward County with the Parkland shooter. You know, he cast a vote He cast a legal ballot, because he hasn't technically been tried and sentenced yet, he cast a legal ballot in the election that would impact the people and the area that he shot up. No, I don't want every vote to count. Yes, I'm totally in favor of suppressing votes. Votes that are illegal and should never be counted. Yes, I'm all in favor of suppressing them. That's the only thing that separates us from being a banana republic. Kevin McCullough coming back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's start this time in the Garden State on the Garden State Parkway. Northbound side, we're slow Union tolls up towards exit 153. Southbound, we're slow Essex tolls right down to 138. More delays from 132 down towards the area of 130. Turnpike southbound, Western spur heavy 18W to 15W. Southbound, Eastern spur heavy 16E down towards 15X. More delays 13A down towards 13. Once you're south of 13, a pretty good ride. 287, not so great on the southbound side from Bound Brook right down into the Edison area. 24, jam westbound JFK Parkway right across the 287. Eastbound jam, then the 78. And 280 westbound is still jammed up from exit 5 in Livingston right on to Interstate 80. 80 westbound is slow coming in to exit 47, right where those two roadways come together. The local and express lanes split. If you're in the express lanes, one lane blocked, that's because of a fuel spill, but the impact is far greater since it's the express lanes on 280. Across the Hudson, about 15 minutes each way at the Holland, 15 minutes each way now at the Lincoln Tunnel. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570, The Mission, and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. We are focusing on helping the poorest of the poor with this radio station. We've done this the last several years at this time of year, and we do this for two reasons. One, we want you to have an opportunity to extend some generosity to those that are in need. And we want to do it to remind ourselves of the blessings that God has given us. We're not in situations like the woman named Near Lawn.
When you pray to God, what do you say to Him about yourself and your family?
I
ask God for strength and courage with my kids. I know God doesn't ever give any pain without relief, so I ask Him to keep giving me strength to better raise my kids, maybe put someone on my path that'll make a difference in my life.
Could that person be you? Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor. It's so easy with what we're talking about to provide food and water for someone who needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. Food for the Poor has been working in Haiti for more than 30 years. Tremendous infrastructure and partnerships there. It is the most efficient and most impactful way of you to share the love of Christ in a transformative way with the hurting people of Haiti. Food for a year, water for life. Imagine the blessing and the relief you can bring to a mom like Near Lawn, who every day just wakes up wondering how she's going to feed her kids, how she's going to keep them alive. But you can be Jesus to this woman and so many others in an incredibly powerful way as you take part in our campaign to save lives through Food for the Poor.
Get your gift matched dollar for dollar. 855-919-4673. Be one of the next 10 to call and get your gift matched. That's 855-919-4673. Attention homeowners. Suffolk County could be charging you up to $500 in illegal fees. Citizens are counting on legislator Sarah Anker to protect them from greedy politicians. Tell her to sign the discharge petition to have the full Suffolk County Legislature vote to end illegal fees. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim New York Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, 1 week ago today, Carol and I had a conversation, and we didn't know what was going to happen. the rest of the day, and then it did, and then we weren't happy. But she's back, and Carol, I appreciate all your timely insight leading up to the election. Real quickly, your thoughts on what happened and your reaction to it.
You know, it's funny. The Democrats are really committed to calling this a wave. And, you know, it was a good election for them. I don't know why it has to be the terminology must be wave and all these pieces are like, yes, it was a wave. Look, it was a wave. I think both parties kind of walked away from this feeling pretty good, or should. The Democrats, you know, obviously won the House, picked up a bunch of seats, and the Republicans made gains in the Senate, and it's sort of, they should both be happy.
Yeah, you think.
The way things are, they're not.
You know what's robbing, I think, the nation of that on some level, and even the discussion of moving on with it, is all the nonsense in Arizona and Florida and Georgia. And, okay, yeah, so Arizona's absolutely been called, and they picked up a seat there. But the governor's race in Georgia, where this, Stacey Abrams, the nonsense that she's now calling for, and what the Democrats in Florida have called for in terms of letting people that aren't citizens vote, and they couch it in, you know, voter suppression, and you're not letting the people speak. But Carol, we shouldn't be letting non-citizens vote, right? That's common sense.
Absolutely.
Americans know that, right? You know, we do know that this is an American election.
Yeah, the idea that voter fraud is some kind of conspiracy theory is ridiculous. Voter fraud happens. It happens.
But here's my frustration, and I want to know if you feel the same way. I've heard everybody under God's sun say over the last week, voter fraud this, people calling them out on Twitter, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, all these people calling for Brenda Snipes to be done away with. Can anybody actually take action on this? Like, it's one thing to sit around and kvetch and gripe about it, but I haven't seen anybody actually say, okay, well, we're going to, the Secretary of State's office, somebody come in and say, we're going to take over the counting to make sure that it's done right. I would think somebody would have done that by now.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the law is in Florida. I've heard that the governor can replace her, so that would be interesting once that's finally certified. But I'm really not sure. So, But the fact that she gets away with blatantly breaking the law and not following the process, and it's not, nothing to do with her being a Democrat, nothing to do with it being a Democratic county. I mean,
right.
I think Rubio said this, Miami-Dade is an overwhelmingly Democratic county, and yet...
And much bigger than Broward. And much bigger than Broward, with a bigger population, and somehow they got all their votes counted on time.
Yeah, this is a Broward County problem. And the additional thing of like, oh, these ballots were poorly designed. They were designed by a Democrat. Every elected official in Broward is a Democrat. They have to take responsibility for their own actions.
It's frustrating. Anyway, hey, speaking of frustrating, you wrote about this incident this week. Tucker Carlson, the primetime star for Fox News Channel, had a very unfortunate set of events kind of beset him. And I knew about the one. I just found out about the second one yesterday. But he had a mob come to his house. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. An Antifa mob surrounded his house, had his address on their signs, graffitied his driveway, tried to break down his door while his wife was home. His four children were not at home at the time. She had to hide in the back room. She thought it was a home invasion, which was, a very normal
Who wouldn't of us think that, of course?
Right. And, it's crazy because they have to, the risk of the person inside having a weapon should be fairly high, and yet they proceeded with this kind of behavior. And, I think it's a real threat to the First Amendment to do this kind of thing, to try to shut down Tucker Carlson's speech. As he said, they're not asking him to change any policies or even his opinion. They're just saying, stop talking. And, that's far greater threat to our freedom of press than, Acosta losing his press pass, where CNN could just send a different reporter. Yet one is seen as a existential threat to our First Amendment, and the other one isn't, and that's really too bad.
Do you think that the press has chosen not to cover the Tucker Carlson mob on purpose?
Well, it's interesting because obviously we're in the deep in this, and on Twitter it was a big story. But after my article came out on Friday, I got several emails saying, I have not heard about this story. So this is not a mainstream story. People do not know about this. And it's really just crazy. And, you know, a follow-up to this, you and I kind of touched on this today on Twitter, but Kat Timpf, a reporter for Fox News, a commentator, got chased out of a Brooklyn bar. Now, I want anybody to name one controversial thing that Kat Timpf has ever said, and I bet you they can't do it, because she's not a super controversial commentator. She's sort of middle of the road. She's not super right-wing. She's not left-wing. She's just...
She came up through Barstool Sports. Like, it doesn't get more, like, middle of the road than that.
Yeah. The fact that she is not welcome in a Brooklyn bar because she happens to work at Fox, I mean, this is the future, and people need to be called out on it.
Well, didn't Brian Kilmeade have a similar experience on the subway just a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah, he got chased on the subway, got taunted. You know, I find that to be, I like Brian Kilmeade a lot, and that's sort of a different story to me. You're in public, anything can happen, crazy people can yell at you in public. Being chased out of a private establishment or having protesters try to break down your door is next level to me. It's, while I don't think Brian Kilmeade should have anything shouted on him on the subway, it is a public space, and it's sort of a different situation, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, although a bar is a public space, and, you know, she probably went there with the intention of meeting friends and having a fairly enjoyable evening. And, you know, it's just sad to see.
The bar is owned privately, and where were the
And my prediction, Carol, is we better get ready for more of this, because it seems like the leaders of the Democratic Party only hope to incite this the further they go along, because there are no reasonable voices over there anymore. There's no one saying, hey, this isn't the way we should be going. And if they don't, what incentive is there to do it? Anyway, read Carol's piece. It's really good in the New York Post. The mob at Tucker Carlson's house is a threat to freedom. Carol Markowitz, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we continue, much more breaking news straight ahead. Also, the check on tech. Ari Zolden in the house today. Stay here.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies and 45 degrees on this Tuesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, a Bronx high school is trying to get students to stop vaping. Bronx Science High School has closed 6 bathrooms in low traffic areas because increasing patrols around the bathrooms wasn't stopping students from vaping on campus. The school is holding a town meeting Thursday to discuss the matter. Some local officials are protesting Amazon's move to Long Island City with a rally tomorrow. Lisa G. has details.
New York City Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer of Queens is co-sponsoring a rally at Gordon Triangle in the heart of Long Island City. He feels the new headquarters will negatively affect transit, low-income housing, and schools. He added the people of Queensbridge deserve more than lip service. In addition, Congresswoman-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, "It's not fair Amazon will receive hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks when our subway is crumbling and more investment is needed into our communities." Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
Rocker Joe Perry is getting better. The Aerosmith guitarist, who collapsed after a Billy Joel concert at Madison Square Garden on Saturday, tweeted he's on the mend and thanked fans for all the love and support. The 68-year-old Perry was rushed to the hospital after reportedly gasping for air in his dressing room. A rep for Perry told Rolling Stone yesterday he was in stable condition. In sports, Devils come home after a 1-6 road trip, looking to get hot again. They host the Penguins. Islanders host the Vancouver Canucks. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, we're looking at about a 20 to 30-minute delay. Citybound side, we're looking at about a 5 to 10-minute delay. 15 to 20 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel, GW Bridge, that is a pretty good ride. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway, generally slow from the 70s on up. FDR northbound from the 20s up to the RFK Triborough, and slow again 150s to the GW Bridge. Clouds for tonight, overnight low of 35, mostly sunny tomorrow, high only 38 degrees. Rain, snow, sleet, likely Thursday, high 41, then early rain Friday. We warm it up to high of 45. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. So you've heard me rave about David Fisher and Landmark Capital for the last couple of years. And if you haven't, then listen up, because David is the CEO of Landmark Capital on my show every Monday with Money Monday. And he has 25 years of experience in the markets. He knows what he is talking about. That's why he wants to help you protect your money when the market goes through corrections, as it did in October. How does he plan to do that? Well, since Donald Trump is opening up trade and making America great again, David thought, what better way to celebrate trade than by giving away a 1915 St. Gaudens gold coin that celebrates the opening of the Panama Canal, a historic event that linked trade from east to west. As an investment, this coin has and will stand the test of time. It's an investment-grade coin. He's never given one of these away before. Paper money continues to devalue, and David wants to make sure you're prepared and protected when it does. So call Landmark today to learn how you can help protect your money. And don't forget to enter to win the St. Gaudens gold coin, a personal consultation with expert David Fisher, and a book on the history of U.S. coins. Head over to am970theanswer.com and enter today. Or call them at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Did you know that studies have shown that we need over 10 servings of fruits and veggies every single day? If you're like me, it's hard to find the time and money to prepare and eat all of those fruits and vegetables. Who can do that? Yet we know that proper nutrition can prevent health problems, give us energy, and help us heal faster. Balance of Nature has spent over 20 years researching and delivering solutions to this problem. We can ensure that you consume over 30 different fruits and veggies every single day. Our capsules are filled with 100% real whole foods. There isn't a single thing added to Balance of Nature products. They're pure. We spent an incredible amount of time on the quality of our products. We do this for you. We do it for our own families. Give yourself a break and give your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code The Answer.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. One of the big stories of the week that has not yielded quite the coverage that it probably deserves yet is that the CNN tiff with the president is still not settled. In fact, it's gone to a whole new layer of ugly, and that is CNN is now suing the White House, and I guess they're going to sue the Secret Service agent who revoked the press pass of one Jim Acosta, someone who covers the media for Fox News Channel and someone that writes about the media in his newest bestseller, Media Madness, Donald Trump, the Press, and the War Over the Truth, published by our sister company, Regnery, is one Howard Kurtz, who rejoins us at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Howard, good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Same here, Kevin.
So talk to me a little bit about, and you know that network somewhat intimately. I mean, the first time I was ever on CNN air, I was on your show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different culture over there than what I experienced at Fox. But why do you think it has gotten to the level of acrimony that it has between the administration and CNN?
Well, first of all, CNN has a different culture now than years ago when I worked there because it has moved so firmly into the anti-Trump camp. And it seems to me that what's happened is that both sides get something out of this. So CNN, you know, CNN wanted to rein in Jim Acosta, who at times is rude, who loves to debate the president and confront the president rather than question the president. It could easily do so. So obviously it likes what Acosta is doing. On the other hand, the president uses him as a foil. He didn't have to call on him last week. He knows what he's getting, and it gives him a chance to use him as a whipping boy and to continue his crusade against CNN and, by extension, much of the media as fake news.
So who's winning this toe-to-toe?
Well, let's break it up into let's go to the videotape and slow it down.
Okay.
I thought CNN was losing last week because what Acosta did was so out of bounds for a White House correspondent that I have never seen anything like it. This isn't like Sam Donaldson yelling questions to Reagan at the helicopter. I mean, he got called on. He asked his two or three questions. Yes, he debated the president. Donald Trump answered them. And then he would not give up the microphone. He kept talking. He
right.
interrupted even after the president had moved on. Even some of his colleagues in the White House press corps were not saying flattering things, and I think CNN was on the losing end. But then, by temporarily yanking Acosta's credentials, I've argued that the White House may have overreached a little bit because it shifted the spotlight from Acosta's conduct to, is the president acting unfairly and is he violating
right.
the First Amendment? And it made Acosta, at least until now, into something of a journalistic martyr.
Well, and see, here's where I don't know how to feel about this, because I've heard Sarah Sanders say, look, It's not an issue about CNN. CNN could replace Acosta. There's other people that could get credentials and still be given the beat. Why is it Acosta or nothing for CNN?
Because every news organization, and understandably in my view, has the position that no president or White House official should be able to dictate to that organization who covers the president. Sure, you have 50, CNN has 50 people credentialed there and has other White House correspondents as well. But it would be a sort of a slippery slope for a president to say, you know, I don't like Joe or Jim. And look, there were a lot of other correspondents he criticized last week. And so, you know, send me someone else. So no self-respecting news organization is going to stand for that.
Gotcha.
So that led to the lawsuit. But the lawsuit, look, the lawsuit's going to drag on for months. It's not going to resolve anything. But it is a chance for CNN President Jeff Zucker, who is an old friend or was an old friend of Donald Trump. He ran NBC during the days of The Apprentice. He was at Trump's last wedding, to cast himself as a champion of the First Amendment. We're standing up to the president, on behalf of all journalists and freedom of the press and all of that. So you could argue each side gets something out of it. Much of the news business is backing CNN. The White House Correspondents Association has put out a statement backing CNN. Sarah Sanders, on the other hand, has dismissed this suit as more grandstanding by the network. What's notable was, and this I thought was a misstep by the White House, she didn't repeat the charge from last week about, and he laid hands on the White House intern who tried to take the mic. The video doesn't really support that. It looked like lancing contact. And I think that they've decided to drop that.
Yeah, well, and that's probably for the best, because there was a lot of debate over the video. But I feel bad for the intern, right? Because
she's
just trying to, and it wasn't like it was the first time she reached for the mic. He kept like playing just out of reach with her, right? So it's like, I don't know. That was, but I saw from so many outlets, some of my colleagues, Hugh Hewitt and others, that said, you know, his behavior has been so bad for so long. This should have happened a long time ago. Now it has, and now they're suing for it, and Howie Kurtz is reporting on it all day today on the Fox News Channel. Howard, thanks for sharing your insights with us.
Good to be with you.
The book, Media Madness, Donald Trump, the Press, the War Over the Truth. Get it, read it, know it. Kevin McCullough coming back.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call our general sales manager, Laura Schaefer, at 212-857-9639. That's 212-857-9639. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call 212-857-9639.
I want to say something real quickly about Rush Tax Resolution. If you're a business owner, if you're behind in payroll tax, if you're self-employed, if you're a 1099 employee and you owe back taxes of any kind, you get a letter from the IRS. Let me tell you something. The IRS is not allowed to threaten you. People don't believe that. When they send you a letter, it ain't for laughs. It's not going away. Don't be an ostrich. Getting bad advice just compounds your problem. Go to Rush Tax Resolution. They're the only ones that I recommend. Let me tell you something. They've got a 0% complaint history. Who does that? Go on their website. Read the testimonials. Read them. And then go on the websites of their competitors and read those testimonials. Night and day. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-477-2255. Or you can do it online. RushTaxResolution.com. RushTaxResolution.com. The sooner you solve your problem, the sooner it goes away. RushTaxResolution.com.
Curious about investing in the stock market, but you don't have experience? Learn how with Tradeways Professionals. Bring your family and a friend for a two-day event that will help you get started on November 30th. Where? Nyack College's Manhattan campus at 2 Washington Street. Only $99.95 with a full money-back guarantee. So call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE. 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, nobody knows more about sleep than my good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And you know his pillows are fantastic, but I got to tell you about something else that's equally incredible. When we were about to have ankle biter number 3, my little baby Charlotte, he gave us the MyPillow bed topper. and it radically changed the way my wife experienced that pregnancy. In fact, it kept her in comfort, and we have never been without it since. In fact, even just this morning, I nestled back down in going, oh, this is the best bed topper I've ever felt on any bed ever. It's three layers that help give you the support you need, but it also helps evenly distribute your body weight and, most importantly, regulate your body temperature with its ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. The MyPillow mattress topper is the perfect upgrade to any bed you can imagine, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA, and it's backed by Mike's famous 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Check out the great deal that you're going to get, 30% off the mattress topper plus two free pillows when you call. Here's the number, 800-506-2641. Use promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. That's 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. Luke Bryan and country's hottest new artists kick off the night. Yeah! Superstar performances by Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Garth Brooks.
The greatest music ever. Country music.
Plus, can't miss duets. Jason Aldean with Miranda Lambert. Florida Georgia Line with Bebe Rexha.
The surprises will be legendary.
Brett Hazley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards Live, Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Every Saturday morning at 7, the Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Look around how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, there's a lot to get to today. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the markets. Of course, I believe that you do because we talk about money on this broadcast. But yesterday, the tech and the money worlds kind of collided, and we'll get to that Amazon sell-off and what it means. Also, or Apple sell-off. Amazon's also on its way to New York, and our congresswoman, our new superstar, you know, the genius, brilliant, never to be seen, never before to be challenged intellect of Ocasio-Cortez is saying it's a terrible thing. I don't know how that works out. But before we get to any of that, I want to talk with Ari Zoldan, our contributor to Tech Tuesday, who is faithful to be here even when he's on the other side of the planet. Mr. Zoldan, you're in Dubai as we are speaking this afternoon. What are you doing there?
Hi, Kevin. Great to be here. I'm just coming off of an incredible wealth summit. It was hosted by Anthony Risotto. They're calling it the Davos of family offices here, and he did an incredible job bringing together really the elite in the tech world, in the investment world, in the family office world, all under one umbrella at the Four Seasons, and it was an extraordinary event, and really we're very, very happy to be a part of
what,
it.
What was the purpose of such a meeting?
It was for family offices to be able to meet with other companies, to meet with other venture funds, with other high net worth individuals, and see if business could be had. And this is just a great part of the world. It's really the intersection of Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and there's just so much business happening here. And he's done an incredible job in pulling something like this off. So.
Sure. Well, I understand you've got a very important dinner to be at not long after you're done with us. So best wishes on that, and give our thanks to them for having you there.
Of course. I'll give them your best, Kevin.
So we've got a very interesting thing happening back home, Ari. Apple kind of led the way with the tech sector yesterday, but they were off, I think, close to 600 points by the end of the day. Not Apple, but the tech the market was, and it was largely driven by Apple, and people are saying that. And I wondered if it had anything to do with the fact that Cook was on the night before on 60 Minutes pushing, as he has in Europe, for this data protection stuff that Europe has adopted, but the U.S. has yet to. It was a very fascinating piece, and he was quite prominent in that piece. But what was your take on what happened to Apple this week?
Yeah, I don't think, Kevin, it was so much about the 60 Minutes piece other than, look, the tech sector, although very, very strong on one hand, but at the same time, many times it's very, very vulnerable because it's usually the first one to hit when outside of any kind of financial crisis, but data breaches, any kind of possible data breach, data protection gets ripped through the entire tech index. And I could imagine that concerns like that are starting to bubble to the top.
Is that a unique problem for Apple?
Well, I think it's a big problem for the industry, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Snapchat, whether it's LinkedIn. I don't think it's specific to Apple, but Apple is getting the brunt of it right now.
Gotcha.
But that could change. And I do think, Kevin, it's a temporary hiccup, and it's getting really driven by just jitters in the market, and I think it's going to bounce back in the next 48 hours.
All right. Well, moving over to Amazon, Jeff Bezos announced today that they chose Long Island City in Queens and Arlington, Virginia as the two new locations for their new headquarters. I know that New Jersey had desperately wanted to try to get this business when Chris Christie was governor, but it became pretty obvious that Governor Murphy had no real desire to pursue it at all when he came in. And now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying, and this is the headline in the Post from earlier today, she finds that the Amazon HQ2 coming to New York, quote, extremely concerning. For someone who wants to bring jobs to her state, I would think she'd be thrilled about this. But they have had some criticism about how they come in and set up what they call their Amazon city. So help explain to all of this to us that are laypeople, Ari.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where she's coming from, quite frankly. I mean, I'm assuming that she's not really thinking about the jobs that it's going to be creating versus the congestion. And I get that. I mean, wherever Amazon sets up shop, there's no question there's going to be challenges there. But, you know, when I did see that they decided on New York, I was a little bit surprised. I was happy the fact that there's job creation, but at the same time, why didn't they go into areas in the middle of America where more jobs are needed than New York City. So that surprised me a little bit. And then I thought about it and I said, well, maybe logistically, given that New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, there's so much e-commerce happening, delivery happening there. Maybe it was more of a logistic decision versus a job creation opportunity.
Like a regional hub, more convenient to the immediate area?
Exactly. For faster deliveries. That's now what I'm willing to bet. Because, of course, New York City, you know, we could use jobs, but there's places in the middle of America that need those jobs a lot, lot more.
Well, it'd be interesting to figure out what their thinking is, because what I am hearing, and my sources aren't nearly as good as yours in the tech sector, but what I'm hearing is that this is a rollout plan, and they have many more of these coming, and they are going to be kind of polka dotted across the country. So I'm going to guess that maybe, you know, somewhere in the Midwest and somewhere in the Atlantic, Central Atlantic, maybe in the South and the Southwest, that these are all going to be, you know, maybe future ideas and hopes that they have. This is just where the next two are going.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, in the next 10 years, without a doubt, there's going to be a major Amazon hub in every single, I don't even say major city, but in every single city across the U.S. And you could think about retail's going completely away. So that's going to be replaced by, in essence, Amazon warehouses.
Right, because they're going to have to get the stuff out. And if they're going to promise same-day delivery on things, you just have to have more inventory than what they have traditionally had to keep.
Correct. Yeah. And they're going to need to be in a central location within every single city. So they're going to have to be there.
Is drone delivery still part of their priority at Amazon?
There's no doubt. You know, it's not only drone, it's artificial intelligence, it's big data, it's virtual reality, it's augmented reality. All these things, all this immersive type of media, it is opportunities to be able to engage their customers even deeper. So Amazon's one of the companies, Amazon, IBM, Google, they're all on the front line to deliver not only these products, but to wrap around these experiences, because that's what they're really about. It's about this experience. You're going to be getting a package, not by your mailman or UPS or FedEx. You're going to get a package via a drone, and that in itself is an experience.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. I am curious as to your take on the 60 Minutes piece from Sunday night, because it does appear that what Europe has done by way of at least trying to give a certain degree of certification of ownership of data for the individual user is now beginning to make its way to the U.S. discussion, where it has been the Wild West. And just in the final few seconds, Ari, your take on whether we need that or not.
No question, especially with GDPR. I mean, the European countries have really adopted to it. I know we're working with a bunch of European companies, and they embrace it, they get it, they understand the importance, and now it's time for America as well, and corporations and corporate entities and legal entities to be able to adopt it to make sure that we're all fully protected.
Yeah. No, I can't get an argument out of that from me. Ari Zolden, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have delays in the Bronx on this Tuesday evening on the westbound Cross Bronx Expressway from the Bruckner right on through to the GW Bridge. Along the way at the Sheridan Expressway, it's an accident blocking the right lane. On the eastbound Cross Bronx, we're slow from the GW Bridge out towards Webster Avenue. Deegan northbound slows from the RFK Triborough Bridge right up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Southbound delays Van Cortlandt Park into the Cross Bronx Expressway. Taking a look at your ride in Manhattan. Heading uptown on the West Side Highway, we're slow from the 70s to the GW Bridge. Southbound slows GW Bridge down into the 80s. And the FDR northbound, we're slow basically from the Williamsburg Bridge on up to the RFK Triborough Bridge, and again from the 150s on up to the George Washington Bridge. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson, GW Bridge really not bad into the city. A little sluggish across that upper level, and outbound upper level very slow as well. Outbound Lincoln Tunnel 20 minutes, 15 to 20 on the city downside, and about 15 each way at the Holland Tunnel. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan. Join Joan Herman every Sunday night at 10 when she speaks with some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. People who are making a difference. People who are changing lives. Each week, Joan focuses on important topics that impact your life. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, thought leaders and experts share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Let's start talking. Conversations with Joan, every Sunday night at 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, visit conversationswithjoan.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans. Plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs. Plans with $0 premiums. And even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-735-8803. That's 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts, all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So thankful to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring. Thank you for showing up. I got to tell you about my very, special day today. In just a minute, but I want to make sure first that you know that tomorrow there's a very important event going on that the station is helping to put on, and Frank Morano begged me, pleaded with me, please give us a plug for this. I don't know what he's so worried about. I know that the AM 970 team's going to show up. I don't have any worry about that, but they're doing a criminal reform and other related issues, criminal justice and jail reform issues. Panel discussion tomorrow from 2 in the afternoon until 6 p.m. Now, I would advise you to be out of there by 4 because you definitely need to catch Kevin McCullough on AM 970 at 4 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, John Katsimatidis is on the air. So I would say at least go to the 2 to 4 slot. And then you can sit there and nod your head at Frank while he's doing the panels. But with an earpiece in your ear, you can listen to the app and you can catch up on all the news that you missed all day long. Anyway, it's going to take place at Nyack College tomorrow, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. Elias Hussamadine, Bernie Carrick, Frank Morano, and a whole host of experts on bail reform and on criminal justice, et cetera, are all doing it. And it's being put on by COBA, Nyack College, and AM 970 The Answer. Tickets are free, but you need them to get in. AM970TheAnswer.com if you're here in New York. And that should be a lot of fun. Also, if you have not gotten your complimentary sample of CoQ10ergy, the official energy drink of Kevin McCullough Radio, I've got a free sample, 16-ounce in size, and I'm going to pay for the postage to get it to you. I'm going to pay for the shipping. So go to kmcfree.com and get that. And then what else? Oh, yes. So earlier today, I had the chance to go to the memorial service for one Dr. Herb London, who has left an enormous impact on not just New York, but on the world because of his clear thinking and his extraordinary gifts as a husband and father and man. And his daughter said something, Stacy said something in the service today that I just thought was really good. She said, you know, my dad was known for how he dressed. And you know, if you were ever around Dr. London, that he dressed well. He loved, he reveled in good dressing. But she said that he did that. He wanted to be appropriate in how he's dressed at all times and in all circumstances because he thought to do less would be to disrespect the people that he was with. Friends, that is gallant chivalry, which are two words that are not often associated with any of our leaders anymore. And I sure wish they were. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.